بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عمرو بن شعيب رضي الله عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن الشراء والبيع في المسجد. We are still in this chapter of the prohibition of the detestability of arguing, raising one's voice, announcing a lost item, buying, selling, renting, or other similar transactions in the masjid. The masjid is not meant for such things. Further, Hazrat Amr ibn Shu'aib radiallahu ta'ala narrates from his father, who narrates from his grandfather radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade of buying and selling in the masjid. وَأَن تُنْشَدَ فِيهِ ضَالَّةٌ. And also that announcing the of a lost item, an item that was lost outside the masjid, must not be announced in the masjid and ask if anyone has found it, etc. Or yanshudu fihi sha'r, or reciting of poetry in the masjid. This poetry refers to poetry which is of the other type of poets, which is just of imaginary things, love stories and all that type of things. The commentary, buying and selling of goods or services in a masjid is prohibited. Ulama have however mentioned that a person in i'tikaf may engage in a business transaction due to necessity, provided that no goods are brought into the masjid. Just if two people discuss, then if he's in i'tikaf, then it will be permitted, but the goods must not be present there. Poetry that is based on lies and futility, as the Quran Sharif says, وَالشُعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. Those type of poets who say just all type of funny things, etc., some philosophies, etc., that is prohibited in the masjid. However, poetry that is recited in the praises of Allah Ta'ala, like we have nazms, ash'ar, etc., and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or for the purpose of expounding on the beautiful teachings of Islam, is permissible. This is proven from the poetry of Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was one of the poets of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who recited the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the mimbar of the Masjid al-Nabawi. So that type of poetry, that is permitted, but that also within the limit. Not make it a big sing-song affair and everyone joining in chorus, etc., just to in a nice way to present the greatness of Islam, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is permitted. But other type of poetry, a lover saying to his beloved, etc., all that is not permitted in the masjid. وعن سعيد بن يزيد الصحابي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حضرت سعيد بن يزيد هو زي صحابي رضي الله تعالى عنه says كنت في المسجد فحسبني رجل. I was in the masjid when somebody threw a pebble at me, a small little stone, just to draw my attention, not to hurt me or anything, but just threw it at me to draw my attention. فنظرت فإذا Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When I looked up, who is throwing the stone? I saw it was the Amir of the Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Faqal, then when I withdrew my attention to him, he told me, Faqal fa'atini bihadain. Go and fetch these two people. He pointed, and in a soft voice he said, bring these two people to me. Faji'ituhu bihima. I went and I called those two people. I told them, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is calling you. Faqal min ayna antuma. When they came, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked them, from where are you people? Which town? From where are you? Faqala min ahli Taif. They said that we are the people of Taif. We live in Taif. We have come here. Faqal, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, لو كنتما من أهل البلد لأوجعتكما. Had you been people of this city, of the town of Medina, if you are residents of Medina, I should have punished you. ترفعان أصواتكما في مسجد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You raising your voices in the masjid of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. How could you, can you do such a thing? And today, unfortunately, especially in the two harams, we have a lot of discussions, worldly discussions. Families that go and they sit for a while in the masjid, they all make like a conference, a circle, all sit around, and then we are talking. And usually when people are talking, they don't realize the volume of their voices. And they are talking, another group is talking, another place, another group, another place, and it ends up in a big noise. So this is not permitted. And especially in Masjid Nabawi and in Haram Sharif, we must be very careful. As you are walking in, walking out, you meet somebody that you know from another place, in your own country or another country, and there a discussion starts there. And we are talking then perhaps of all worldly things also. Worldly things, even softly in the masjid, is not permitted at all. So we must be very careful. If we want to discuss something, we should go out of the boundary of the masjid and then discuss it. But in the boundary of the masjid to discuss worldly things is not permitted. This hadith shows the prohibition of raising one's voice in the masjid. Today those people were talking loudly, and that such a person may be punished in an Islamic state. It is an offense which is punishable in an Islamic state. And by Allah Ta'ala, it is even more. Talking of worldly things washes away our good deeds, like rust eats up iron, like water will finish up wood. Our good deeds that we have made, maybe we sat, we read Quran Sharif, we made zikr, but then we engaged in some worldly talk. And now it also happens because we are not conscious. We are reading Quran Sharif, somebody who knows us comes and meets us. Quran is open, and then we are busy talking. That is even more bi-adabi. If you really have to talk, close the Quran, put a marker, and then you carry on proceeding, reading from there. But to leave the Quran Sharif open and to engage in other talk, and if it's worldly talk, it is even worse. The reason for this is that the house of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that is the masjid, is a place of namaz, zikr, tilawat, dua, learning, etc. And disturbances, noise or loud speech, distracts a worshipper's attention from Allah Ta'ala. It is also inappropriate to raise one's voice in a place of sanctity and honor such as a masjid. That is, it is most improper. It shows that a person hasn't learned etiquette, adab as yet. Or he might have learned them, but he hasn't reached the stage where he puts it into practice. And he just speaks loudly in the masjid. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu threw a pebble at the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu to draw his attention and did not call him by raising his voice. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so careful that when calling that Sahabi, he didn't raise his voice that much, which was a necessity. But that also he did not do. He just threw a pebble in his direction to draw his attention. Due to the respect demanded by the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today, right by the Rauza-e Mubarak also, all irrelevant things like taking photos, etc., people talking, etc., we should be very careful of this. And if we are reading Salatu Salam, and the guards there, they ask us to leave, we shouldn't object to that. We shouldn't put up a fight or anything. Move away, come back another time, move to another spot. But if we are stubborn, we stand there, they forcing us, and they start shouting, we become the cause that right in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they shouting, or they start pushing us out because we don't want to listen to them. If they don't want to permit at that time, then just carry on, go a bit further, read from there. But don't allow noise in front of the Rauza-e Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is inappropriate to recite the Quran Sharif, engage in zikr, etc., in a loud tone when others are also engaged in worship in the masjid. That is also not permissible. If everyone is making zikr, it's a program of zikr, then it's in order. But at other times when people are busy making namaz, they are making tilawat, etc., then we should not be making our zikr loudly. And also, we should be very considerate that any like discussion, like mashura, if we're having it in the masjid, and other people are reading Quran Sharif, then that mashura must be also done softly, in a soft tone. We shouldn't be raising our voices. As many times it happens, when views clash, the other person wants to not only put his view across proper points, but he raises his voice also when putting his point. The voice should not be raised. So in the masjid, while other people are busy making ibadat, these things are also not permitted. A Muslim should engage in commanding good and forbidding evil in and out of the masjid. Unfortunately, there is a great, great laxity of this. We see people doing wrong whom we can tell, but we don't speak. We bypass it. We don't tell them. If people are speaking loudly, if we just pass and make a sign also, masjid, please keep quiet. But we must see also not by that we cause a bigger noise. Those people start fighting with us. If it's somebody who will listen to us, then we make a sign to that person, is a masjid, don't speak loudly, speak softly, and don't speak of worldly matters in the masjid. And also, to amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar is to command the right. Not just to use a passive attitude, but to command the right. And this is permissible where we have authority. Like, for example, the children are not dressing properly, their hair is not cut properly, or they're keeping long, long hair, the boys, or they are going to wrong places. And we have the authority over them in a reasonable and suitable way. We should tell them. The right and the wrong must be brought to their attention. But today we just keep quiet about it. For example, the children are watching TV. We are not for TV, we don't watch. But we just walk past there. But we don't tell them. We don't, this is also wrong. We have to, in a suitable and reasonable way, and where people will listen, we must bring it to their attention. One should not raise one's voice in public places. There is an important point to note here, that one should not raise his voice in public places, such as the Eidgah, the place of performing janaza namaz. We are very, very negligent with regard to this. When there is a mayyit and the janaza namaz is there, then usually people are talking, laughing also, and laughing loudly, discussing everything of life, politics, sports, whatever you can think of. That is being discussed, and a janaza is lying in front, as if we're not going to die one day. So this is very, very important in the Qabristan and in the place of janaza, performing janaza. Gatherings of knowledge, where knowledge, ta'aleem is taking place, in a classroom where students are, usually that also, if the ustad is not present, students make a loud noise, that is also not correct. Walimas also, when we attend a walima also there we should not raise our voice. There we feel we are completely out of control, and we are in no limits whatsoever. We meet family members after a long time, people from distant places, and we are engaged in all types of talk. That is also an ibadat. Today we don't take walima as an ibadat. We see the dressing of the people, it's more an entertainment. One alim stated that when we are invited for a walima, it is for the walima. Now to have qiraat there, and ladies are listening on the other side, and many of them how they are dressed also, and qiraat is taking place. Then we have some nizam, then we have some bayan. We were not invited for that. Maulana Abdul Haq Magda, Damat Barakatum of Durban, was also invited, and when they started with all this, he said this already happened in the masjid. Now is not the time for that. You people invited us for the walima, now bring the food. Half an hour, three quarter of an hour is spent on those things. Whereas actually the people were invited for a walima, not for all other things. And there nobody pays attention. From the lady's side you can hear the noise coming. And this side Quran Sharif is being recited, or Nazam is being read. Bayan, all just an entertainment and a formality. There is no reality in it. Therefore, we should be very careful of how we execute our religious duties, even if it is a walima. etc., as these also fall within the ambit of prohibition. It is prohibited to raise one's voice in the vicinity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is alive in his qabr. If actually that was in us, we realized it, we wouldn't be going there and taking photos, we wouldn't be there and talking and making, we won't make salam loudly also. Ulama have stated, our salam must be just a murmur also, not loud that we make salam. As some people where go there, they salute also, and they show their hands and they wave at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most greatest person after Allah Ta'ala, the most greatest in Allah's creation, but we don't learn and we see these things happening there, and that should hurt us, and we should make dua that these things don't happen. There must be the utmost respect by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One should instead adopt a humble manner out of respect for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, ulama have said that as we are going to Rozai Mubarak, especially even more in our hearts, there must be respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on our tongues must be Durood Sharif. When we are in the Masjid al-Nabawi, and then As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also the utmost of humility. We mustn't be pushing and shoving people from this side to that side, forcing our way. There must be the utmost of humility and utmost of respect also. May Allah take us for ziyarat and umrah over and over, but let us learn and exercise the etiquette and adab which is necessary, which is very important.